about one icon, or one iconic Waiheke event, which is Sculpture on the Gulf, obviously. But the other one, which has been going now for 28 years and is just a week and a bit away, or 2 weeks away from today, is the Wharf to Wharf. Marcus McKenzie. Marcus, good morning. Marcus is the chair of the organising committee and has been for 5 years. This is the 28th Wharf to Wharf.
Yes, correct, Greg. 28th. There's been quite a evolution to get to this point as such, but it's still going. So started in 1992 with the Waiheke Harriers Club.
Do they still exist?
They do, yes, yep, yes. Yep. There are people like Gary Wilton.
Gary.
Yep. So we're encouraging them a lot. They always come in late in the piece, but registrations. Yep. But
They know they're running.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, yep. So it's the Wharf to Wharf. It's been known as the Wharf to Wharf. Before we go into the details, can I ask you, I have in the past heard it called New Zealand's toughest fun run. Now, tough and fun run don't go together for me, but is that part of the attraction for runners? Is that it's tough?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, the type of people that take on that run and know that really the energy they're exerting over that 25Ks because of the hills is probably the same as a full marathon.
Right.
And they prepare for it, train for it, and they enjoy it. It's something that... you know, the long distance runners prepare themselves for.
Oh yeah, it's always lived in that category of fun run, but it's just a bit more serious than that, isn't it? It's a bit.
Oh well, true. Yes, yeah. You can walk as well.
Yeah. We'll come to the various options for runners and walkers, and there are several different ways you can get involved. But fair to say that there are two really big new changes this year, and one is the introduction of a full marathon.
Yes.
So how does that work? It's 25 kilometres from Orapu to Matietia, and so and a marathon is 42.195 metres.
Yep.
And so how do you get that out of a 25K course? How's that going to work?
Right. Well, we'll be using sort of three quarters of the course. The race starts at 7:15 at Matietia.
This is the marathon one.
The marathon race, that is. And it takes exactly the same course as the 25K, but in reverse.
Right.
So the marshals will have to be up a bit earlier that day. It runs out to Passage Rock. And Passage Rock, the turnaround down the drive and round, there's a timing mat there. And they then carry on back.
Will they pass the 25K as coming from Orapu, or will they start a bit later?
So the Orapu one start at 9:15.
Right, okay. So a lot of the marathoners will have done their turn.
They would have, yeah. We have there may be a little bit of convergence at...
That's all good fun.
Yeah. We'll wait and see. But yeah, they'll be running the opposite direction.
Yeah. If you're going to do the classic Wharf to Wharf, you still get a ferry to Orapu?
Yes, so, I mean, for people on Waiheke already, you can jump on that ferry.
So it stops at Matietia, but comes from Auckland, picks up people at Matietia and goes down to Orapu.
That's correct, it arrives in at 8:10 and leaves at 8:20, so you have to be there. It's $10. Yeah. There'll be people that you can buy your tickets there.
You're not encouraging islanders to drive down, presumably.
No, we would prefer them to jump on this ferry.
Yeah, makes sense. You get too much parking down there.
So baggage isn't an issue with the local people who get on at Matietia.
That's right, because they're just taking a bottle of water or something.
Yeah.
Okay, and so how many ran it last year or in the last couple of years, Marcus?
Right. It's a good question.
Just roughly, you know.
Okay, so last year we had 558. Now, that was down on previous years.
Yeah.
Mostly because we made some significant changes. We've several things happened. We actually now collaborate with the Waiheke Sea Scouts organisation.
Excellent.
Whereas previously we were with Netball. And we had a good thing going with, it was mostly Heather Windsor from Netball. She was the main person driving that. But they decided that they were changing the way they were doing things. So with fullers, etc. So I've pulled out of supporting this. We were lucky enough to get together with the Waiheke Sea Scouts and they brought to us some really good communications, marketing skills, etc.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, in that we made some major decisions to keep this going because it was getting harder and harder every year to work this in January during peak time for both the volunteers, sponsors, fullers, etc. So we moved it into March, and we also employed a professional event manager.
It's really sort of it's matured into an absolutely amazing event that needs an event manager, doesn't it?
That's right. That's what it really needed. And, and so we're lucky enough to have Luke Garia, who's very experienced.
Right, indeed. Yeah.
This and he's been brilliant with setting up everything.
Yeah.
So we're and we also chose a particular date, 9th of March, on advice from the YMCA Running Club. Andy Harper, actually, who's entering this year. He's actually the oldest entrant.
How old is he?
68, I
believe. Oh, we've got to get somebody older than that. Oh, that's not very old, 68. Come on.
Oh, right.
We
can
get an older runner than that.
Oh, no, that's marathon, though. That's marathon.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Okay, no, forget that then.
No, we've got an 86-year-old walking the 5 kilometre.
Brilliant.
So that's
brilliant.
Our oldest.
That is brilliant.
Yep, yep.
Brilliant. Good luck to him or her.
Yep. So we've you know changed the shape of this a bit, and we're also trying to have a really good finish line experience.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that now. So the major changes this year is that the full marathon's been introduced, but also the finish line at Maatiatia is going to be more of a carnival than a running race. Is that fair enough?
It's
a running race, obviously.
It's a running race,
but down at Maatiatia there will be a carnival for runners and non-runners.
Oh, that's correct, yes. So we would encourage spectators to come along. The first runners will probably be in from the 25K at just after 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So. The last year was 1 hour 43 with a 9:15 start. So it is quite
amazing. That's
amazing. Yeah, yeah. But we've got things for kids as well: face painting, bouncy castles or castle,
And Radio Rebel, the radio of the revolution.
Oh yes, that's correct. Yes, no, the rumours are there and it's happening. So, Radio Rebel will be there. They'll be playing before. Prize giving and then after prize giving as well.
Excellent. If you don't know Radio Rebelde, they're the Latin American groove band that's been on the island for a few years now. And last performed that I saw them at the Save Kennedy Point fundraiser, and they were amazing. So, I don't think they're quite as big as they were, but they were up to 12, 15 piece band at one point.
I think it is something like 12 piece.
Amazing brass, amazing Latin rhythms, and just so much fun.
Yeah. No, we're looking forward to that injection of atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So,
And something for the runners to chill down to.
Yep.
And a bit of a party to celebrate the whole thing.
Mm, well, that's right. And this year we've got a roped off area, a licensed area, and we're very lucky to have Hecky Beer as a sponsor.
We'll bring the Land Rover down, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. We're bringing Trev, the thirst recovery vehicle or whatever.
Thirst recovery vehicle. Excellent. So, can I ask you about the more serious side of running, Marcus? How are you preparing for those occasional and hopefully, perhaps they won't happen, but there's often a health issue with long distance running, and you're going to need an ambulance nearby.
Yes. Well, all the health and safety components are in place.
Yeah.
As per the event permit, etc. We have an ambulance on site at Maatiatia.
Yeah.
And there will be one out, the same ambulance, I believe, starts out at the bottom of Waiheke Road.
Mm.
So they sort of follow the runners into at particular times.
Mm.
And so St. John's providing that for us. We give them a fee for that, which is very good. And fully supportive of St. John's. They did a good job. Last year we did have a couple of incidents, and of course we have...
But you have hundreds and hundreds of runners. It's
that's right.
Somebody's going to break an ankle or go a bit of heat exhaustion or something.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. We get... we have a doctor on standby and that sort of thing, and they come... When we have the debriefing on the Wednesday before the race for all of the volunteers, they all get shown what to do by a doctor in case they're on site.
Oh, brilliant.
At the time, marshals, witnesses something, and they have to. Marshals have to observe anyone under stress.
Mm. It's such an event these days. It's become, it's going to be forever, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it could. Yeah. Could quite possibly carry on.
Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, we'll get over this one.
So, that's right. So let's talk about the volunteers. You're not in any great need for volunteers, because clubs around the island are encouraged to take on the water stations, right? So, but and there's a competition for the clubs. The best dressed water station can win a prize, some cash for their club. So that's all sort of sorted, is it?
Yes, yes. No, we've got a regular bunch of aid station / water station groups, community clubs, and sports clubs, they on the debriefing they typically go and go to certain sites like Anzac Road outside the Pensioner Village, or down by all over the place.
Yeah.
They're at within 2 kilometre distances between each other for the purposes of providing the water.
And look out for the Red Hat ladies, because they've won it twice recently.
Right.
So somebody needs to challenge them for the best dressed water station, I think.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, that's right. And we had some very close ones last year, but they didn't. They were just pipped again. So
They're a pretty tough bunch to beat, those red hat ladies. Hey, tell us about different distances. So let's just get clear for people. What are their options if they're not a marathon runner?
Right. Okay. So you can do. So there's a 25k run, which has always been our signature
Wharf
race.
To Wharf. That's the signature. Yeah. Oropew to Matias.
Yeah. That's the one. And then you can run that. Walk that as well. There's a 12 kilometer from Onitangi.
So that's outside Charlie's or something.
Down by the boat. That's called now. The Strand.
So at the bottom of 7th Ave.
Yeah.
And there's a start there for 12K runners
Runners and walkers.
And walkers, yeah.
So, that starts at 10:15.
Yeah.
And then there's a 5 kilometre from Surfdale, runners and walkers. Adults, kids can register free if the parent or adult runs with them.
Yeah.
So that's the 5 kilometre walk or run.
Yeah.
So that's, basically 6 events plus the marathon, plus we have a 2 kilometre, it's sort of like 1 point something, down at the Matete finish line that runs off and takes on some of the track down the hill.
The bush, across the... That's a nice run, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's for the kids, just kids dash, I think, from sort of 5 to 8 year olds.
Yeah.
So, and there's prizes for all the place getters this year. They're all cash prizes.
Wow.
So that's something
maybe I will
different.
Run.
Yeah, yeah. We also have for the marathon, we've developed an inaugural medal from a local artist.
Oh, that's Balzana, right. Yeah, Marcus showed me this before we came on air. It's a beautiful turquoise ceramic medal. With Wharf to Wharf on it, the inaugural marathon. So everybody who runs the inaugural marathon will get one of these?
Yeah, so this is a finisher's one.
Yeah, so you got to finish it.
This is a finisher's one. They also will be getting from the same source the first, second, third ones that she's handcrafted.
They're beautiful. Absolutely.
So that's for that. And then all the finishers of the 25K get a 25K medallion this year, which last year I think we made the mistake of we went to a plastic one and it didn't really go down very well, so we've gone back to some decent heavy metal gold ones for those finishers.
Yeah. You run 25K and then somebody gives you a bit of plastic.
That's right. No, we got smacked on the hand for that.
It was probably all about saving funds.
But as I say, we've rebuilt the infrastructure for this now. So
it's an amazing event, and congratulations on yet another one. I dared to mention 30 a few minutes ago, and Marcus was like, oh, we've got to get through this one first. But 30 years, the year after next, it will have been going for 30 years. And that it's a real Waiheke thing. And so congratulations and thank you for keeping it going, frankly. Is there a message for non-runners that you'd like to get out there about driving, about staying speed, safety? I've always thought that the island and the event meshed very well. I've never, ever had an issue. But would you like drivers to... This is a fortnight today, folks, so Saturday week, stay conscious about the race and drive slowly.
Yes, most definitely. We're also lucky enough to have Downers who have provided our traffic management this year.
It's a super professional event now, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. It's quite a complex setup,
absolutely.
So, but we've hopefully got everything, ticked in the box. So what happens at Oropew, at each start line, there'll be a road closure at the time of the start line, and then then that opens as soon as the runners are off.
Yeah, right.
And then basically they downers will be coning the roads for people to run within the cones on the busy roads.
Yeah.
So really it is just a matter of taking the care as you do normally today.
Somebody who needs to get to the ferry on Saturday morning, leave some extra time because you may be stopped to let the runners cross the road at some point. So leave extra time to get to the ferry, which is the only thing we have to rush for in Waiheke. There is nowhere to be. There's nowhere to drive fast to. If you're going to the ferry, leave extra time Saturday fortnight.
Yes, definitely. I think the only exposure to having to cross a road is Donald Bruce Road.
Okay.
The rest are all pretty much able
they
to
used to
stay.
Cross. They used to cross at... what's that little road down in Surfdale? Blake Street,
yeah. That's a start line there for the 5 kilometre.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
And then they merge onto to Blackpool around the coast.
So that would be, you'd only be stopped there if you were there at the start anyway.
Yeah, that's closed at the start.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, Marcus McKenzie, thank you so much for coming in. Looking forward to it very much. I won't be running, but I always enjoy the event. It just makes me feel like a Waiheke person. The Wharf to Wharf, fortnight today. Get involved, have a run. And this year, two big changes. One is that there's a marathon available, a full marathon. And the second is that the race course finish will be carnival in nature. And given some beautiful colour by Radio Rebeldy.